Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Julie Kemp is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Julie is a new friend. She helps companies, large and small, just like yours and mine, and bigger ones, too, build high-performance teams. That's the business she's in. She's the founder and the CEO of the award-winning executive talent solutions firm, JBK Associates International. She's the author of the new book, which I'm falling in love with, From My Bad to My Best. And she's here to talk to us about this right now. Julie Kemp, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. Okay, you're in the business of helping people find the best people.
Correct.
And not only find them, but if they find them and they find the right fit, keep them, right?
Absolutely. So our firm is really a management consulting organization that's everything talent, whether it's around talent attraction, retention, development, succession planning strategies. It's a very important topic. We're not just a search firm. We're everything that helps companies build their teams, which is the most important thing that they can be doing.
Well, and there's one thing that we know that our teams do. Our teams look inward with their communication, talking to each other, talking to their the people they work for and the people who report to them. But perhaps, depending on who you talk to, I think more importantly, they talk to our customers.
There's no question.
And so we have to make sure, you have to make sure that you help them with people who can do that, don't you?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, the communication, both internally and externally facing, are equally as important, because the message that is created from within is the message that somehow gets disseminated outwardly. So, for example, if you think about the first person, the first person who answers your phone in the morning, and how that message gets communicated to the person on the other side of the line. If you're not aware of how these people are answering your phone, the way they're speaking with one another, that type of message could get, you know, disseminated externally, and it could not be exactly how you want to portray the company.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, I've over the years, as you can imagine, doing this show for 17 years, I've heard different people talking about internal customers and external customers, and I agree with that, with putting them in those two categories. I don't have a problem calling employees internal customers, because you are serving them. You are doing things to help them be successful, like you do customers. But some people are a little confused about who's the prime customer, the internal or the external. I don't have a problem with that, because I haven't made too many deposits of employee checks. Have you? Most of the checks I deposit come from external customers. So my
That's
prime
exactly
customer
right.
is my external customer.
Sure, and I think that, I think if you're going to create a high-performance team and a winning strategy, you're going to look at clients from both perspectives, and you're going to treat them equally as well. I agree with you that the checks get deposited from the outward clients, but I think it's a general sort of feeling and attitude that comes through the entire organization. And I think that comes through having, mentoring programs in your organization, having...
Did we lose her? Well, I think we may have lost Julie. Technology, don't you love it? You know, one of the things that I was talking about, the difference between internal and external. When I say that I think the prime customer is the external customer, I really do believe that. There's no question in my mind that I'm right about that, because, as I said, they're the ones who write you the checks. However, it's probably 1A and 1B, if you think about it. It's really your job to get the customers to come in the door the first time. But Julie, it's your employees' job to get them to come back, and that's what I was saying, that maybe it's 1A and 1B, meaning the B is the employees, and they come along real quick there, because it's their job to make sure the customers come back the second time. And that's what you have to do, right? You have to make sure the people you find for your customers, for your clients, are those kind of folks.
Absolutely. And, you know, every company has a different type of culture that they have sort of formed, and I think it's important to make sure that the talent you're bringing to your organization reflects the culture that you're trying to, you know, achieve.
Right.
So, for example, there are some clients that need a lot of hand-holding and a lot of, you know, just a tremendous amount of work to, you know, kind of keep them along and bring them along, and that's okay. That's a good thing. If you hire someone who's not interested in that type of, you know, modus operandi, you're going to have a problem. So you really have to ascertain when you're talking to folks, you know, what is their goal? How do they want to operate? How do they want to communicate? Every company communicates differently. But I agree with you. I think it's 1A and 1B, but I would say that, you know, starting from the top and cascading through whatever management you have in the organization, the message should be the same, how we look internally, how we look externally, how we treat people.
It's our values. That's what you just said. Basically, it's
values.
Our values and how we value both of our customers, right?
Exactly right. And I think it's very important. And I've seen some really scary things that happen when people get involved with customers and clients. And I think we have to know that, you know, we treat them as if, you know, it's our last sale or our last piece of business that comes in the door. And they should be treated that way.
Well, and the thing is, though, Julie, also I'd like to point out, though, if we do our job of demonstrating our values, the kind of values that would make them want to work for us, and demonstrating that we value them, then we have a right to expect certain things of them.
Yes.
Which means something more than what you call mediocrity. Talk to us about, introduce the concept of the age of mediocrity that you talk about in your book, and then we'll talk about it more after the break. Go ahead.
Sure. So, I mean, I'm sure we've all experienced it, whether it's, you know, a service person that doesn't show up at your house, whether it's someone who makes a mistake and looks at you and says sort of, you know, my bad, like, I didn't understand, or, you know, I'm just not taking responsibility. It's the accountability that we have to take.
Mm-hmm.
We don't strive for perfection. There is no such thing. But you could strive for perfection and accept excellence.
Yes, right. That's right. Yeah, I tell people don't seek perfection, seek excellence. I don't care how you use how you say the words, but the issue is, I do believe this though, Julie. I believe that when you're dealing with customers, the words you use as you're taking care of them matter. I believe that saying no problem when a customer has a problem is not very good. I think saying no problem when people are just saying thank you for serving me my food is a problem. What do you think?
I completely agree with that, and I always believe that bad news should travel faster than good news. So if there's a problem, let the customer know there's a problem, but also let them know that you're taking care of it, that you're going to fix it, that you're going to make it right. And I think that's the thing we've lost today is a little bit of that intensity.
Julie,
hold
on to that thought. Quick break. From My Bad to My Best is the book by Julie Kempf.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.